7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think, then thing go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am your Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, community for freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, equality through our obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Illah. Recording date, November the 17th, Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. Now, the Most High, working with water, shielding the firstborn of the Most High Israel, which represents all of us, you and me. We are Israel, the firstborn of the Most High. Shielding them from the Pharaoh that had given himself over to the wicked spirit soul energy of Satan. The wicked spirit soul energy of the demons and the soldiers and the killers that came to kill the firstborn of the Most High Israel. That power within us to prevail. All right. And so that the one came not near the other all night. So all night, all through this time that is dark, where you can't hardly see. Sometimes darkness is represented as gloom. This time where we are about to be reborn as the new human family of gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, is dark. We can't see the womb of darkness being used for wickedness. We want to use the womb of darkness for righteousness. We can't see, but in this darkness is the guidance of the Most High. Moshe, Christ, Yahushua, Atum is with us in this dark period, that as we come out of the womb into the light, come out of that which is hidden into that which is revealed. We will be that human family that are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, Queendom of God, Kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. This word night is rooted in another word that means staircase, winding stair. And I'm reminded of the stairway to heaven. This word in the Hebrew is lul, 3883, Hebrew side, masculine noun. But I'm reminded of the stairway to heaven that originated in Africa, Africa Kemet, Ashra Kwesi, some of his tapes, spiritual concepts, parts 1 and 2 of Africa. And we see 1500 years BC, the stairway to heaven. So this stairway right here in the Hebrew language, because we, that stairway that was called a ladder to heaven by Jacob, he saw God face to face. He saw the Most High in all the elements of the universe and the earth all over. That stairway is that mechanism where we go up and down, and the angels come up, come down, and go up, and we commune with every element in the universe, commune with the Most High. Verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. We're dealing with the sea. And the word sea, 3220, yam, masculine noun. These are the waters. The waters are masculine because the waters represent the seed of life, germ of life called sperm that must be emitted into nonet, the space, the womb, so that life may continue. These waters. So Moses stretches forth his hand over the sea, and the Lord, this word Lord, all capitals, Yahovah, Yahovah, Jehovah, 3068, Hebrew. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The existing one, the living one, it is also said. And the word living in the African Hebrew language is masculine and feminine, because father and mother are the causative factor. This is a scientific word. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting and the attribute of conceiving. That's because Moses is an African scientist that understands that Yahuwah is father and mother, begetting, conceiving, giving birth to life, giving birth to the universe, giving birth to Israel, the firstborn of the Most High. This word is rooted in 1961, Haya, Hebrew, African Hebrew. This is a verb which means to become, to come to pass, to exist, because the African Hebrew scientists studied their ancient African Hebrew, ancient African Kemet, ancient African Ethiopian ancestors, same people, African Kemet, African Hebrew, and understood the scientific reality that the first law of science is cause and effect. Who is it that has brought all of this life into existence? We call that reality Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Moses stretched his hand over the sea, and the Lord, what? The Lord caused. Did we not just say cause? Caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Now, caused the sea. That word sea is Yam. Masculine noun, sea, waters. We're talking about the waters of noon. The waters of noon having the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. All of this action in the water. All of this motion and turbulence and chaos going on in the waters of noon. Watery waves of noon. The water went back strong. 5794. Oz. Strong. Mighty. Fierce. Did we not see that care was that strong, mighty power? So we see the sacred feminine at work as well. Cause the sea to go back strong. And go, yalak, a verb, to go, to walk, to depart, to proceed. To go back strong. And the east wind. And the word east, by an east wind. This is so interesting. The word east is Kadim, Kadim, or Kadim, 6921, masculine noun, east wind. So we're facing the east. I'm trying to come to something that is so interesting. See how the forces of nature are at the ready to assist us in going for freedom, justice, and equality. The Africans taught that every facet of the universe will be at our beck and call when we line up to the principles of life in the universe. Ask what you will in the name of Yahshua. See, Yahshua, Jesus, Yahshua, lines us up with health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, and deliverance. Lines us up with the universe so that the universe, every element, may come to our aid and give glory to the Most High Father and Mother Yahweh, and glory to Yahshua, and aid us in freedom, justice, and equality. And the wind, it says here, from the east came the wind. And the word wind, 7307, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, this is feminine, Holy Spirit, having to do with energy, having to do with your soul, having to do with your disposition, having to do with your and my emotions. I remember protons, neutrons, and electrons, and the electrons, that negative energy, not negative meaning evil, but the protons, positive charge, neutrons, neutral charge, but electrons is that negative charge, and the electrons is that determinate factor that determines the character of the element or the atom. So, Mother, Holy Spirit, the sacred feminine, that negative charge, not evil, but negative is the polar opposite, the dialectical material opposite of positive. Father goes into Mother. Mother is that determinate factor that gives us the character of what is going on. So, Mother, Holy Spirit, right here, working and aiding us into freedom, justice, and equality. And the wind all that night and made the sea dry land. And the word dry, karaba, is feminine. Karaba, 2724, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is feminine, dry land, dry ground. And I believe is going to be, in this case, is mayim, land and waters. Waters is masculine, mayim, because we're dealing with the waters of noon, the father, seed of life, germ of life called sperm. You see, there's a life germ occurring in the water. Life is occurring in the water. The spirit of life, the seed of life called sperm, the power of life, freedom, justice, and equality, the sacred masculine working with the sacred feminine. Verse 22, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand. Now, the sea is masculine. The word dry is feminine. The waters masculine. And these were a wall. Choma 2, 3, 4, 6 Hebrew. This wall is feminine. We see the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together. This was a wall unto them on their right and on their left. Now the word right is yamin. And I'm reminded of amen and amin and amun and amonet. But here in the Hebrew, yamin, feminine noun. Hebrew side, 3, 2, 2, 5. Right hand, right side, right direction. South, the right hand represents the south when you face the east. Look at this science, sisters and brothers. So face the east, face the rising sun, and your right hand correlates with the southern hemisphere. See, the African ancestors knew the spherical reality of the earth and divided the earth into the hemispheres and divided the earth into south and north, and saw the south side facing the east, the earth split. South side represents the sacred feminine, and the left side, which is in the African Hebrew language, 8040, Semole, is masculine, facing the east, your left hand. The north side is masculine, and the African scientists, African Hebrew scientists, understood dialectical materialism, dialectical polarity, sacred masculine, left side, north side, facing the east, working together with the polar opposite, sacred feminine, south side, right hand. And so we have nun and nonet. We have ha and hahet. We have kuk and kaket. We have amun, amonet. We have all of these principles. We have the opposites and dialectics and polarity, all of this being taught right here in the scripture. And no one wants to give the credit to the Africans, African Hebrews, and ancient African, Ethiopian, Nubian, and so on. Verse 23, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen. And let's make it clear. This is not the black man and woman Egyptians. This is not the Africans. This is the Hyksos, Indo-European Hyksos from Europe, who invaded Africa, stole the throne. They are in pursuit of the firstborn Israel, which represents all of us as poor working class masses of people, robbed of our power, disconnected from the science, disconnected from the universe, disconnected from the Most High in the universe and within ourselves. Now we are in the water. We are that seed of life, germ of life called sperm. We are on the way to giving birth to freedom, justice, and equality. But the wicked, those who have given themselves over to wicked spirit and soul energy, they are in the water as well. They are using water, using earth, using the universe, using the elements for evil. But the elements are working against them and working on our behalf, because we are that Israel right today, just as it was written in that day, representing all periods of time, representing Ha and Ha-het, the concept of time, the concept of that which is infinite and that which is finite. This was to represent all time periods of struggle for freedom, justice, and equality, not just 4,000 years ago, not just 2,000 years ago, but every time period. And we are in that same time period. We are that son and daughter of the Most High. We are that Israel that must prevail, that must manifest the power and strength of the Most High in this day and time, taking the earth back from the wicked, taking the universe back from the wicked, eliminating corruption within ourselves and corruption in the universe. So the Hyksos Egypt, not black man and woman Africa, but the Hyksos pursued the firstborn of the Most High called Israel, pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea. And the word after is akar. This is the feminine being used for wickedness in the midst. The word midst is tavek, and that is masculine being in the middle of something. So we see the masculine being used for wickedness in the hands of the Hyksos, European, Indo-European invaders. They're in the midst of the sea. The word sea is yam. This is sacred masculine being misused. And this Pharaoh, the word Pharaoh is masculine. It means the great house. And the great house was hijacked by the Indo-European Hyksos, just like the great White House and all the great government houses of finance and government have been hijacked by a wicked invader, an invader that is under the control of the same Hyksos Indo-Europeans today. The House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's are they who control the great houses, the government houses, the financial houses, the religious houses, the educational houses. They're in pursuit. They're afraid that we will come together for freedom, justice, and equality. They were afraid of the rebellion in the South, Sekenenre, Akmos, and Kakmos, but they are being defeated. Sekenenre lives within us. Akmos and Kakmos live within us. Moshe, Moses lives within us. The universe, the elements are at the ready. They are here for us to use to aid us in propagating life and truth and justice and righteousness. So it says here in verse 23 that they began to pursue, and the horses and the chariots, and these represent the implements of warfare and death and hell and destruction. That which is used to kill and destroy. The riders of troops, the horsemen, the soldiers, those mercenaries and soldiers who have given themselves over to the wicked spirit and soul energy of Satan and the demons. The word horseman is war horse, horse for war. people who have joined the military of the wicked great house, or the great house hijacked by wicked soul, wicked energy, and are in pursuit of us who are ready to go for freedom, justice, and equality. Was that word masculine? Parash is the word for horseman, masculine noun. So we see that the masculine is being misused and abused. Horseman. And then verse 24, chapter 14 of Exodus. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians. We should say once again, Hyksos, Indo-European Hyksos, looked at them through the pillar of fire. And the word fire is ish, feminine noun, fire, flames, supernatural fire, a theophany, fire representing the anger of the Most High. So this sacred feminine power is angry at the wicked ruling class and ruling families for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. The Most High in the fire, the Most High in the elements, and the cloud. And that same cloud, Anan, that is rooted in the soothsayer, the enchanter, the sorceress, the one who practices magic, but in this case, on behalf of the Most High. So the Most High in the clouds, in the fire, in the elements, in the atoms. See, water and fire and all of this, because water is one hydrogen and two oxygens. So you watch that God Almighty grand unified theorem, the reality that all the elements are the waters of Nun, hydrogen, fire element, original hydrogen atom in all the atoms and elements, all of this working on behalf of the people, on behalf of freedom, troubled. 2000, hammam, trouble, vex, noise, discomfort. So we see chaos and confusion and turbulence used to destroy the wicked works of the wicked Pharaoh, who wanted to destroy the Israel, firstborn of the Most High, from going for freedom. It troubled the host. The word host, 4264, masculine noun, encampment, army camp. So the armies of the Indo-European Hyksos Pharaoh were being turbulented and troubled and confused, and chaos now being used to destroy the works that would destroy life and freedom and justice and equality. And then we see in verse 25, it took off the chariot wheels, drove them heavily. In short, it began to destroy the war implements of the Indo-European Hyksos. And they said, let's flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And this is not the black man, but the Hyksos Pharaoh Egyptians. And so they see the face of the Most High. And the word face, is it masculine? I can't remember. Oh, man. Oh, man. What teaching. The word face is panim, is masculine, sacred masculine. But the word face, it comes out to mean every face, every portion of the universe, the ground, animals, everywhere. So they see the Most High working in the power of the Most High everywhere, in every facet of the universe. And it says in verse 27, wrapping it all up, the Most High destroys the wicked, destroys the implements of warfare and bloodshed, and overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And this should say the Hyksos. The Hyksos in the midst of the sea. The word overthrew is a verb. It means to shake, shake out, show emptiness, shake oneself. And remember, I'm going to go a little over, just a few minutes. Remember, the Pharaoh was telling Moses, don't take the young, take the old. Now, the old represented those that could work the government, governors and mayors and whatnot. But the word young, it comes to this word, is rooted etymologically in this word na'ar that we are looking at, which means overthrow, to shake out, shaken. And we are saying to the babies, to the youth, to the young, that you have the power within yourselves to align yourselves with the universe and become that mechanism that will overthrow the system, overthrow the modern day Hyksos, the modern day Pharaoh, the modern day House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. Remember, in the civil, human rights, black power movement and struggle, that was young people, the left movement, that was students, young people, that exercised this power to overthrow the system. So what are we saying? Let's wrap this up with this teaching. All, and this happened in the waters. In the waters, and waters is masculine, and these waters are the waters of Nun. These principles, Nun, the Father, waters of Nun, representing material water, spiritual, material, plasma, original type water, representing the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. Life is in the water. But these principles of life oppose death. So it had to oppose that which we read about the Hyksos Pharaoh that wanted to destroy the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And these principles of life are here to aid us in life and destroy the wicked plans of the wicked to destroy life. That water emitted into Nonet, mother, sacred feminine, representing the heavens and space and womb. And then you have the second two principles, polar opposites, dialectics. Ha is infinity, and that's the masculine. And ha-het is that which is finite, having to do with the reality of time. Time here. Africans teaching about time. Africans teaching that truth, justice, and righteousness and life goes on forever, infinity, eternal, no beginning, no ending. Ha-het, teaching us that evil and wickedness has an end. Pharaoh, the Hyksos Pharaoh, could not go on forever. Those wicked works of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation could not go on forever. And I'm reminded of Kali, that goddess in Hinduism, that with that sword severs the head of the wicked, showing us that wickedness has an end. Then we see the third couple, dialectical materialism, polar opposites, Kuk, sacred masculine, representing darkness. Remember the Most High using darkness to shield the firstborn son Israel from the wicked Hyksos Pharaoh. And then we see that Ka-Ket, the sacred feminine and light, using the Most High in this scripture, using this science, using quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that which is referred to as such, using theory of relativity or theorem of relativity, using darkness and using light to do what? To hide. And Amun, sacred masculine, representing that which is hidden and unseen. So the Most High hiding and shielding. And the word shadow is masculine and has to do with shielding and protecting. So shielding and protecting, Amun, shielding and protecting the firstborn children called Israel. And then the principle of Amonet, sacred feminine, having to do with that which is revealed. And so, sisters and brothers, right here was this science of the Africans all the time. The principles of energy at rest, waters of noon, but the waves of noon, energy, waves, and the principle of Ptah bringing that chaos into mind, the power of the mind and power of thought. And then we have Atum bringing the order to the chaotic situation. And we are Atum. We are Adam. We are the atoms. We have the power of the universe within ourselves. We are the Christ in human flesh, and it is our duty to bring order to this universe. The power is within us. The power is within you. We say Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Haile I, Selassie I people.